Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the 1132nd episode. I'm sorry, I just really wanted to say it. God, welcome to Purpose Kingdom Network, y'all. This is Let's Talk About It. I am your girl, Adrian, Misunderstandings Allen, and alongside with me, I got Sister Mima Janice, Pop, Mama, Pop, Pop, Pupson. And I got Chappy Sister, Chap, Tylene, Chappy, Chappy, Tap, to the Chap, Chap, Chap. Daily.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
I know everybody probably like, well, I'm going to call up there and get me a name, too. Come on in. Take a seat. We love to have you. If you love to join in, we jumping right in because this is, I'm trying to tell you, there is so much to talk about tonight, but it's easy. We're going to do it just like this. I like the fact that it is the 1132nd episode of Purpose Kingdom Network, and I don't know if y'all know anything about my 1, 2, 3, but 1, 2, 3 is always good. 1, 2, 3, and 1. That's God and everybody. Come on, you and God. 1, 2, 3, 1. Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all already know.
You know, if you're going to do 1, 2, 3, you got to do it with the song. 1, 2, 3, get up, we got victory. No way in the front. No,
me,
it won't prosper. No. Got to do the song.
You
gotta
I like
do
it.
It.
And then they'd be like, who walls are falling down, down, down? Get ready
yes.
for the new Jericho. And now they're going down, down, down. I like that. We're going to learn the song one day, y'all. It's some kids that really, really sing it. I never heard it better than when the group of new, the babies at New Hope, at the New Star Hope sang it. And I think they was about the best ones. They put me on, as the kids would say today. They put me on. But to anybody that doesn't know, I mean, it is definitely Monday. It is definitely the beginning of March. We are in 2020, y'all, and we in the third month already. So, you know special things happen in three. But, Amara, I just wanted to say it because you know it's 3:20. So, who is going to start us off this evening? By just setting the record straight, because at the end of the day, if you're out there and you're listening right now, you haven't texted 5 people and told them that you're on the line, tell them. Get them on there, however you got to do, send a message, send a kite, however it is that you do what you do to get the people on the way you need to get them on. Instagram them, do whatever. The number to call in is 319-527-6091. And if that doesn't work, you try 323-870-4174. The way to get into the call, make a comment, ask for a prayer, anything, is to press 1 and cue the board, and then he'll let us know, and we will bring you on. So, without further ado, who's it going to be? Toy? Me, Mom? I don't know. I think it should be me, Mom. What do you think, Toy? Who wants
Amen.
To put the
I'm
devil
go
at bay tonight?
Y'all just have to do me like this, huh?
Amen.
Go ahead,
they be
mommy.
Ever ready. Amen.
You started and I'll come in.
Hallelujah. Double team. I like that.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Just want to thank you, Lord. Give me strength now to understand. Lord. Around us, let us go through this broadcast tonight, Lord Jesus, with greatness, Lord. Lord, let anybody with the sound of our voices hear and take in and take heed to what is coming to them tonight, Lord Jesus. Let them know, Lord Jesus, that you're there for them, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, please, open their minds, their hearts, and their souls, Lord Jesus. I just want to thank you. I want to thank you, and I want to thank you again, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Father. Father God, we come asking you as bad children before a good Father to forgive us of any sins we may have committed through thought, deed, or action, knowingly or unknowingly, sins of omission as well as sins of commission. We ask that you would cast them into yonder sea of forgiveness, that they not rise up against us in that day of judgment. Then, Father, as we come into your courthouse, giving and into your gates with praise, God, we ask, Father God, that you would just move this evening by your might and by your power, Father. We ask that you would inhabit the praises of your people this evening, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that as you inhabit the praise, you allow your presence to be known for the sick release healing, for the depressed release freedom, in the name of Jesus, God, for those bound by addictions, for those bound by lustful spirits, for those bound by envy and hatred and jealousy. We ask, Father, that you grant them freedom in the name of Jesus from that demon of bondage, in Jesus' name this evening, Father God. God, we ask that you will toil the soil of our minds this evening, God, as we explore women in the Bible this evening, God, that you will touch our minds this evening, that your word will fall on good ground this evening, that we don't get discouraged, but we get encouraged to strive for the perfection of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you will allow some lost soul to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ this evening, God. We decree and declare the enemy will be held at bay. The enemy has no place here. In the name of Jesus, he must let God's people go. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We say hallelujah for the victory. Hallelujah, God. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
If you are just joining us, you have joined into the 1,132nd episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. You are joining the ladies of Let's Talk About It, and we are about to begin. If you'd like to join us live, the number one more time is 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174. Tell a friend to tell another friend to tell more friends to tell more friends that this is where it begins. What we do here at the table is we actually simply just talk about it. And what we do is we bring new life to regular situations, but we then give you the startup conversation for the next day's water cooler combo so that we can, before you know it, get everybody to be talking about Jesus. Now, before we go into the ladies, I got to give the shout out to Kanye because, listen, when people are watching things happen and the judgment of the people are everything that the person has done in the past, but we are forgetting the fact that they are talking about Jesus, and we give them no cred for the fact that the same God that saved us, loves us, can love somebody else. Kanye West took the group, you know, the Bible people, the church Sunday, what they call them, Sunday church service people, the choir and everything. He took them to Paris for their fashion week. So actually, before they thought that they were just getting, you know, a performance, they had church. And God came into a building that they never even, like, they never even expected it. So it was like, I watched it. I was like, oh, God. Yeah. I guess they were completely, you know, removed, like, all of the designers and the thing. You know, they didn't come in there for church. It was early in the morning. It was almost, you know what I mean? It was like 9:45. It was Sunday time. You know, it was church time. They thought they were coming to be entertained with the fashion. And they had church. Hallelujah. They still talking about Jesus, y'all. Mm. Is that not like just something to talk about for a second?
That is the awesomeness of God. And show up anywhere, anytime. You just, and like you said, I give shout out to anybody who takes the opportunity and has the platform to do it, to take God to the masses, take God to places where you would not regularly see him at. So on that, I have to give him his props on that piece of it.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right. What you say,
Mima? Amen. I'm with you, ladies, on that one. Give him prompt for, like, taking the Lord to where he needed to be with those people.
That's right. She said, with those people. I like that. But those people that's far removed that believe that God don't really show up. Like, you know, they only need him when they only need him when things are bad. Those, you know, those people. So I don't want anybody to think that they're not a part of those people, because guess what? If you're a person that only knows who God is when things are bad, like when you know how to pray for, please God help me, please God help me, save me. I promise if I get, I won't never, if you save me today, I won't never do this again. Or, you know what I mean? But just that making a common word. I mean, and it's funny because it's not even God, it's Jesus.
Right.
You look through it, it's Jesus. Well, I say, you got to put a grit on it, because at the end of the day, we say this with authority. If you ever messed up, you right? If you ever messed up, see, I get real ignorant with the blood. I told y'all the last time somebody, we were talking about something, and they were talking about the slain blood of the lamb. Honey,
Jesus.
I just thought about the blood. Like, Toy was the first person that ever said about the cat nine tails and everything, and how the skin just ripped. You know, I apologize if anybody's out there and you've never seen The Passion or you don't know what we're talking about. We're talking about the sacrifice. If you don't understand anything else but life, that God loves us enough that there was a sacrifice involved in it. So the choice is ours to take the sacrifice. You know what I mean? It was for everybody, but it's only up to those that's grabbing it.
Amen.
But I just shout out to him, because I was like, ooh, all right, Kanye. Like, I hear Jesus. Anytime I hear Jesus, I'm like, where he was at? Because you know when he show up, like, people think that. Yeah, he show up in the midst and change everything. No, not everything. He changed everything. So he had to get his shout out. Plus, you know, because we're talking about women and the women of the Bible and strong women of the Bible. They weren't in the Bible, but everybody that knows anything about Kanye West knows about the women of his life. And they know, and if you know anything about him, he might have the life that he lived, but his grandmama and his mom, they sure was prayed up people, and they let it be known. And Kanye let it be known, and they let it be known too. And we watched him, like, kind of do like a whole downward spiral when the God-fearing women in his life were taken. But look how God works it out.
Amen.
He in Paris with people that don't even know how to say it. And that's why I like that the fact that you listen to Purpose Kingdom Network, because you hear all of the names of God. You hear all of Christ's names.
Amen.
You know, you don't just hear Jesus.
so people can get a misconception of the fact that we just know about the slain Jesus, but we know about the walking Jesus. You know? So mm-hmm. that was the first thing about women. And then I wanted to give a shout out to the lady. I don't want to say her name wrong, but I'm going to chop it. But the lady that was running for president, that at the last debate, not the last one, but the one before that, was going to beat up Buddha Bajay. Klobuchar, I think her name is. Klobuchar or something. Y'all know the lady I was talking about, because she was about to beat Buddha Bajay up that day. I thought, say, if she throw a punch, she going to be the president. Lord. I was thinking that, like, if she hits this kid, she's going to win. America's going to go crazy. She hit Buddha Bajay. They going to vote her in. Well, I'm glad to, you know, I'm glad to announce on Purpose Kingdom Network that they have realized that too many fish in the pond is going to mess our water supply up. So we might not be able to breathe later. So they have started to jump out of the race, you know, and put their weight on the right fish type of thing, you know, so we can actually look at this thing like, okay, it's not just a circus anymore, y'all. We actually going to get real serious about it. And they started to endorse it, you know, like, and Biden is endorsed a little bit more. So, you know, Joe looked like, you know what I mean, Joe looked like Joe. Again, not pushing Joe or anything, but, you know. That's my man.
I would really love to see a lot of them end up in the cabinet of whoever does win from the Democrats. Well, and notice I said from the Democrats, because I'm going to just start speaking that into existence. I'm going to speak it on faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. So I'm going to speak that as a Democrat in the White House come the end of 2020 and when we do the big election. But I really like to, because some of them have some really good ideas and they have some really good fight in them to make those ideas come from a dream to a reality. So, like, I don't want to peer nobody up, but I know it's a female up there that I think would make a really good vice president right this second if they would pair up. But I'm just, you know, that's just me speaking based on what I see. But I did catch a piece of not the entire debate, but I did see a snippet of that particular debate you were talking about. And the funny part is, you right, Adrian, if she'd have hit that man on that
Well, everything would have came into existence, amen.
With the way America thinks and operates today, they might talk trash, but them young folk would have ran out and voted for.
I'm trying to tell you. It looks like we have a caller, ladies. I think we might have hit a button. They watched that election. Caller, are you out there?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hello.
We can hear you.
How y'all ladies doing tonight?
We are definitely fine. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
I'm calling from my home in Philadelphia. My name is Annette. Janet knows me.
Praise the Lord, Sister Annette. How you doing tonight?
I'm fine. I listened in, and I'm glad you invited me. The topic was the woman of the Bible, and one of my favorites is Mary.
And, which Mary? Which Mary now? Wait a minute.
The warrior. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. I like her strength. I like her belief in herself. As of today, the women have always ran things. And
Amen.
We have a big view of life, from having a baby to raising them, training them to be strong women of today. And I see a lot of that in some of my family members. But I also constantly want the women to be aware of themselves and what power they have to change things. You know, I'm glad Janet invited me to hear it, because I have ideas, and I love the fact that you sisters are together speaking out towards change. And all you have to do is just love yourself. When you love yourself, you can love everybody else.
Yes.
First and
now,
foremost.
Can I ask you a question, sister?
Yes.
You said that your favorite female from the Bible was Mary. Which Mary?
The warrior Mary. The one that, not that, well, Mary, you know, birthed Jesus. So I think
right.
that was a miracle. You know,
all
so right. So with that concept of she's my favorite, is because she born the Son of God.
Amen.
You know,
okay.
You know, that's some strong stuff. The strength that we are goddesses. That is so true.
Can I tell you what most people don't realize about Mary, the mother of Jesus? We talk about the fact that, and I like why you, I like, and I'm saying this because you use the phrase, the warrior Mary.
Amen, amen.
It's because we just think, oh, she was the mother of Jesus and the angel came and, you know, her spouse stood beside her and did not touch her until after she birthed the child of God. And, you know, and that we got this image in our head of this beautiful situation for this young woman. Let me break this down for y'all. One, Mary was about somewhere between the age of 12 and 14.
Come on now.
Let's start there.
Amen.
So, for one, she wasn't really a woman. In our minds, we'd have said she was a child.
Mm-hmm.
And then, although she was engaged to be married to a man, she pops up pregnant.
Mm-hmm. That was the talk
now,
for the town.
So she knew who she was pregnant by. In the eyes of society, not only was she a child, but she was a fast-tail child.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was pregnant and her marriage hadn't taken place as of yet.
Right.
So, you know, start talk. And then, you know, in that time, the women kept their head covered. Well, if you were a virgin, you wore a blue veil that signified you were a virgin. And she refused to take her blue veil off.
Right.
Even while she was pregnant. You know, that
That's
made folks talk about her. See, there was a reason Mary went to go visit her cousin Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't go on a trip like, oh, I'm just going to go down south. No, she got sent to her cousin's house.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And that's where you get
There's
that phrase.
There's a reason for everything that happens in this life. And you continue to get a positive attitude. To me, I can't voice my opinions for others, but my journey is to understand my peace, understand my worth.
Amen.
You know, I'm created by what? Come on now. The Lord himself. So
Amen.
I am learning to, you know, I raised kids and did this and I'm grandparents. But I still have my dignity with me. about Amen. Who I praise and what I feel blessed about, and understanding the sacredness of what I'm receiving in my life. I mean, I didn't know at one time, but I have learned that, and I feel so good. Each day, I learn to be more comfortable about what's going on and what I need to do, because I've always said to my God, let your will be done, not mine. So if
Amen.
I follow that,
Amen.
I'm going to continue giving and touching people and letting them know, be aware. Because I'll fight a good fight. Like I said, Mary is all right because she fought a good fight. She
yes.
was in politics. Here you go, Michelle Obama. See, all of that, these women are within us. We just have to let them out because they need it
Amen.
Needs to come out.
Amen.
So
we
I
have,
thank you guys for letting me talk.
And we thank
oh,
you
you're
for
definitely
calling.
Welcome. We thank you for calling.
Thank you for
I
calling.
Call again, Janet, give Praise my love Lord. To the kids and you, and give me a schedule of the time when the radio station is on.
Okay, you can stay
definitely.
On and stay on and stay on right now and continue on listening until 9, sister. Okay?
I am.
All right,
I
baby. Thanks for calling. Love you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, can I, it's funny that she went, that the first caller that called and spoke on Mary, the mother of Jesus, and it's funny because when you look in the Bible, there are two places where you can find the genealogy of Jesus Christ. One is in Luke chapter 3, verses 23 on down, and the other one is in Matthew. Now, what's funny about these genealogies is if you remember during biblical times, women were property. So
mm-hmm.
we were not taught, but and
yeah.
we weren't concerned. Like when they talk about Jesus feeding the 5,000, well, he fed more than 5,000, truthfully. It's just women weren't counted.
Mm.
So in the midst of that, when you look at Matthew's genealogy of Jesus Christ, you find four women mentioned in the genealogy amongst all the generations and amongst all the men. You find only four women listed through 42 generations. That,
wow.
That's Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, and what is Ruth? I'm sorry, I said four, it's five. Uriah's wife, that's the way they refer to her in reference to Solomon. It says Uriah's wife was his mother, and then Mary. Now, the funny thing about these women, with the exception of Mary, who was a child and a virgin and was impregnated by the Holy Spirit, and it goes back to what our caller said, Tamar had gotten raped. They considered her a foul female. Rahab was a harlot, a whore. You know, she saved the two spies when they came to into Jericho. Rahab was the one that saved the two spies, and then Rahab gave birth to Boaz, who ended up marrying Ruth. And if y'all don't know the story of Ruth, Ruth was a priestess from another land, and she served in the temple of a foreign and false god. And then you come down to Uriah, Solomon's mother, who was Uriah's wife. And the reason they say it that way is because I don't know if y'all remember the story, but David saw her bathing on the rooftop and lusted over her so bad. And because he was king, he had her husband killed and then
yes.
took her in wife. So she was an adulteress. but yet something took place in their lives that was so awesome that they were mentioned in the genealogy. And what I want you to look up is the fact that they were, their situations were so jacked up. But once they got connected to the love of God, their situation changed, which caused the change to take place in them, which caused them to be the only five listed in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. You know all them other people had mothers. She just told us that we give birth. That's what.
Amen.
But only five was listed.
Yeah.
It's funny how, in you listing the women that were listed, we're talking about the women of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But then some people say that there are other women in the Bible. And there are other women in the Bible. You just have to pay attention to the ladies that are talked about in the Bible. Now, those that Koi just listed, that she just read, that like she just listed it, those are the ones in the genealogy. But there are some women that really did some great things in the Bible, and they just might not be talked about. But they, if you read in the Bible, you realize, oh, that was a woman. Oh, that was the woman that told her husband that they were, you know, they were traveling from afar and they needed a house. They needed a place to stay. You know what I mean? There were women in the Bible, but it's funny because this Uriah's wife. Because I don't want to talk about Uriah's wife.
Because, well, you know why the dead media sister Adrian? I said, you know why the Lord led me there? It was a statement you said earlier that's sort of been playing in my head all day long. Like, everybody talks about Eve, and everybody talks about Noah's wife, and they talk about Sarah, Rebecca, and Rachel. Some talk about Deborah and Mary Magdalene and Lydia. You hear them talk, but you don't really hear them talk about Tamar, the daughter of Judah that had gotten raped by her brother and then was posed as a prostitute and all of what she went through. They don't talk about her often because she has a scar attached to her. Folks don't talk about rape often because she was a prostitute. Oh, they'll talk, if they're talking about the walls of Jericho falling down, they'll talk about her. But they don't talk about her because she's up to. They didn't talk about, well, they do talk about Ruth. I'm sorry, Ruth was just a bad girl. They do talk about Ruth. But they don't talk about Uriah's wife like you and I are getting ready to do. And they don't talk about them because of the scars attached to their names. And God wants people to know, like Adrian's statement in my ear all day long, he is the God of a second chance. Your current situation does not have to dictate your final destination.
Amen.
But go, I'm sorry, Adrian, you was going to talk about Uriah's wife. Come on.
Come on, sister.
The first thing I was going to say about Uriah's wife was I thought that it was awesome that Uriah's wife does have a name, and they talk about her a lot in the Bible, but when God addresses her, he never calls her by name. He calls her Uriah's wife. Her name is Bathsheba, and the sad part about it is we hear about Bathsheba, but don't realize that that is Uriah's wife. And then you say, well, wait a minute. So why is it that we know Bathsheba and what happened and all this, but Uriah's wife is exactly who she was? And sometimes what happens is even in the God of a second chance, people look at you still in where you were. They always see where you were. God blesses the mess out of Uriah's wife.
Mm-hmm.
And blessing of it is out of that mess, you know, with David and Bathsheba and the way that he did what he did, came Solomon, who was what? Everything that they thought that they weren't, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that ended up being their bait, like the seed, what, like, the, you know what I mean? It wasn't meant to be like this. But think of what happened in this mess and then what God did with the mess and just blessed it beyond measure.
That's what God does for his children.
But that's why I was saying today.
Awesome. I'm glad that you told everybody that her name was Bathsheba, because as you said, that's the awesomeness of God, because everybody knows about Bathsheba except for one thing. Very few people put in context that that was Uriah's wife. Very few people put that in context.
I believe that, I mean, Bathsheba is everything to me, though, because I live that type of a life where it might not have been what you had signed up for,
uh-huh.
and you still got the rap for it, uh-huh. and you didn't sign up for it. But at the end of the day, like when it was all to go down, like she was willing to die for the wrong, you know? And it just didn't happen like that. And sometimes, like, it's Women's History Month. And the reason why I said let's talk about the ladies of the Bible is because we fail to realize that, like our caller says, that the women of the Bible are so, like, important. You know, because like she said, we birthed them and there was the mothers and they raised them and the messages and the lessons, you know, they come from the nurturing of a mother. You know, that's why when it got to the Uriah's wife, you know,
mm-hmm.
I always thought that it was great because to put it in the context, though, it makes all of the sense in the world. But she never was anything but Uriah's wife because that, you know, they say that. And then even if you die, you know, don't say you are still, like, you can remarry if they die, but the way that it went down, like, David had him killed. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it was a setup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like, that was a whole setup. Like, people don't understand how it went, but it was more so, like, Uriah was, like, David's number one soldier. You know what I mean? And then David kind of seen it and messed it up and then finangled, like we do when we think that we messed up something, so now we're going to fix it and put some more in it. You got me? And sent him out there front line and then go say, oh, he died. No joke. Like, that was the point. But now we do things, you know, it's like it's the Bible. But we still live it 2020. Like everybody says, nothing changes. And we just don't see them that way.
I think it takes the women
to readapt it.
That's the way that they see it, that nothing changes. But if you look at it all, we have made a lot of changes. A lot of changes have come about, you know. And what I really want to say according to the caller, you know, and we don't recognize Mary the way we should recognize her. And as Mary is recognized as the mother of Jesus, yes, and I know she had to go through so much turmoil, you know, and even trying to hide her kid and trying to keep her child safe from being killed, you know, just because he was the Messiah. You know, and that's a great woman of the Bible still here today. But us as women, you know, and great women are women that teaches and let their children know, you know, who Jesus is, you know, and let them know where we're going to, let the children know where they're going after death, you know, because
Christ said it, you know, God said it, you know, it's appointed to man to die. You know, so before we die, we must live this life and teach our children and our generations to come and teach our children so that they can teach their children, you know, of Jesus, of Mary, of the, you know, teach them the things that they need to know. You know, so I really greatly appreciate that conversation that Sister Nett just brought up, you know, because they said you learn something every day, you know, and I never thought of it in that aspect. You know?
Amen.
Amen.
I always liked when she got a little bit older, and she knew who Jesus was, but like was a little bit too fast. Remember at the wedding?
Yeah.
When he ran out of the wine.
Amen.
He was real quick to be like, I know exactly what to do.
That was like the first time, like after he had grown up into his who he was. Like she was still mom though. You know how you can call your son and say
something. She was still mom, but she was woman to him.
She came right to him. Like, listen
but,
here.
But you know what?
Don't you do this?
Even though he referred to her as woman, it's not a term of disrespect, because
never. She was mom. That was the same mom. The same way I could knock you down. You might be God, but you.
but it, at the end of the day, he was like, "Yo, it ain't my time. Like I'm not supposed to be doing that. It ain't my time."
Right,
but she like she pulled the straight mom move. She went to the service and said, look, that's my son. Go talk to him. Whatever he say do, just do it. I don't care what he tell you do. Just do whatever he say do.
And
what's so funny is she gave us in that statement the most, like we talk about her as bringing forth the God-man, but she also gave us the most ultimate lesson in faith.
That's right. Do whatever he says.
Well, not just because she told them whatever he says, do it, but because she sent them to him after he said no. I don't see. Sometimes we go and ask God something. And when we ask God for whatever it is that we ask him for, we jump up too soon.
Yes.
We don't get the response we want real quick, so we go to move on. Sometimes we need to just know that no matter which way he moves in the situation, whatever he say do, just do it.
Just do it. Amen, Pastor. Amen.
Because if love him enough to go to him, if you love him enough to send somebody to him, then trust him enough to know that whichever way he moves, the situation is always going to come out better.
Yes.
For those that love him and are called by his name and according to his purpose. Now, if you don't love him,
sometimes we pray too short, and sometimes we pray too long, you know. And with that praying too short or too long, we sometimes will miss because like you said, Pastor, we just get down, we say, ask what we want to ask him for, and boom, and get right up, and our blessing just passes right by. But you know, you got to steadfast and continue on, you know, because until the Spirit move me the way I've that God moves me, I won't get up.
Amen.
Amen. And in order for you to even be able to know whether God is moving or not, you have to have a relationship. It starts with a relationship. It starts with a personal relationship. Like, not what everybody else says, not how, you know, you can't do it with the group. You can do it with, but when you
ask for your forgiveness, it's a oneness in it. It's a conversation between you and God, and where you put all your faults. You know, you put them on the table. You can't do it tonight, but you can definitely take the call and ask God to come into your life and actually begin to do the marvelous work that he's already began in you from the beginning. But the relationship needs to be done. Chat, you want to do the call?
And you know what? I want to say you can do it right now. It's not something that you have to wait to do. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care where you're at. I don't care if you here are listening to this live on the phone, live via the stream, or if you listen to the archive. Whenever you hear this, know that at that moment, you can stop whatever you are doing. Just take a pause for the call. And you can cry out to God. He said, come to me just as you are. Now, you hear church folk. Yeah, I'm going to say it that way. You hear church folk lie so that we can come just looking in the old raggedy kind of way to worship and talk about, well, you know, God's word say come just as you are. But that ain't really what that means. That means come exactly where you are with what you're doing. I don't care if you got the drug getting ready to shoot it in your vein. I don't care if you laying next to the person that you ain't got no business being with. I don't care if you in the midst of flying down. I don't care what you doing, the highway. You could be doing any old type of crazy thing. You could have anything going on in your mind. Whatever you are doing, God is so powerful because he is all around. He is in every place at all times. We exist in him. And because we exist in him, he's there anyway. You can just say, Father, I'm calling out to you. That's it. I'm calling out to you. I'm asking for your help. I'm giving myself to you, asking for the gift of your son, Jesus, into my life. Right now, God, deliver me, break me free, heal me, save me in the name of Jesus. Amen. And guess what? If you said that prayer, you said that prayer, you only got to do one more thing. You just tell somebody. You don't have to wait until a church door is open or a sanctuary is open somewhere. You don't have to wait until Bible studies or prayer meetings. That's all about a church membership. What we're talking about is a relationship. Just tell somebody that you gave your life to Christ. That's it, that you accepted him into your life. You might not feel any different right this second, but I promise you that if you truly give your life to him, the changes are going to start to take place. If you trust him, I'm not going to lie and tell you it's going to get easy, but I promise you it's going to get better. Some of us been running with demons for a long time. They ain't going to let you go easy. But in the name of Jesus, they will let you go. Hallelujah, God. And we welcome you to the kingdom of God. Now, yes, we do encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world.
But until you do, and if you can't, that's why God has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. We are going to have Brother Robert come on, and he is going to give the announcements on who is coming up tomorrow evening, as well as how you can follow us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, and then we will be right back to you. Brother Robert?
Yes, yes. I'm going to tell you, God ain't coming tonight. All right, this is the Product Purpose Kingdom Network. Real quickly, I will give the announcements. If you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us via email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. Anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous podcasts, you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And that's specifically for our online listeners, that if any show's 10 p.m. hour, it gets cut off, you can go right there to Blog Talk Radio and hear our past and previous shows, and you can hear that show in its entirety. We thank you so much. Whether you're listening online or via phone, we thank you so much for your support at Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you so much. We invite you to like us on Facebook when you hear our or see our upcoming shows and our advertisements. We appreciate that if you share with any of your friends and family members. We greatly appreciate that. And with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us right black here at the 9 p.m. hour for One Touch Transformations, hosted by Minister Arthenius Jackson. Once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us right here tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for One Touch Transformations. And that's going to be hosted by Minister Arthenius Jackson. We also invite you to into our social media pages where you can get our morning word of inspiration on Anchor.com or Anchor FM. If you can't find us on Anchor FM or Anchor.com, just type in Purpose Kingdom. If not, follow any of the links on our social media pages, and we greatly appreciate that. And with that being said, this is going to be the end of the announcements, and we're going to rejoin our ladies of Let's Talk About It.
Praise God. We thank you for that. Before I hand this back over to y'all, we right before the stage and went into the call, I had said something about Mary's faith. And, you know, it's one other time that I've seen where Jesus' first response was no, but the persistence of the person gave them a yes. And that was another unnamed woman of the Bible, the Canaanite woman, who was seeking a healing for her daughter. And when she came to Jesus, he said no to her three different times, but she kept coming to him. And she got the healing. She got the deliverance. She got the blessing. So I guess, as looking at the time, Adrian, get ready to take us and to take it back. That's what I would like to take back this evening. The fear of female.
Amen.
We taking fear. We're not taking it back. We're taking it away.
Amen.
You can't have faith in fear. I've been saying it all day.
We're not taking it back. We taking
can't
it
have
away.
Together.
I need us to understand that they asked, and his first response was no. But because they knew who he was, understand, this Canaanite woman knew nothing more than the fact that this man is who I need to get the healing for my child.
Amen.
Oh, when he said to her,
it's not
right to meet to the dog. Her response wasn't to go, what? You call me a dog? I'm not going to da-da-da-da-da. She didn't go there. She didn't catch an attitude. She didn't put her hands on her hips. She dropped her knees and said, you know what? You right. but even the dogs get to eat the scraps that fall from the master's table.
Amen.
In other words, you ain't got to do nothing. You ain't got to move. I ain't saying bless me. I'm just saying let a little bit of the overflow. Let that
Amen.
Hit me.
Amen.
Your current situation does not have to dictate your final destination. You got faith.
Speaking.
Let go of fear. Go ahead,
Eddie. Go.
Speaking of that, like, I don't think that we can end this without speaking about the Samaritan woman. I just want to give out the shout out to all of the, you know, ladies that have slept with more than 4 or 5 men at a time. You know,
because
okay. we're out here, we are there, and they are the women of this time right now, because it seems like everybody is just hard. Nobody wants to hear anything that got to be said. Nobody has time for anything. So I really want to take back, I hate to call her the hoe because of the breaking of the ground, but let's just call her the hoe. Let's take it back. Like, you can be proud of who you are, where you are, because if you know whose you are, you should be able to look back and tell every single body about the man that you know. He saved your life, and he can save someone else's. And I believe that if we start speaking exactly what he did for us, I'm talking about myself, included, it would just be so free, so free. And guess what? People wouldn't feel ashamed of the little silly stuff that they'd be going through, because they say, well, dang, I sleep with 6 of them at a time. You know what I mean? Like, silly stuff, but whatever. This word is for everyone. I just, you know, I just didn't want to do a woman show without giving her the shout out, because, you know, people don't really consider her like that, but she is. As far as I'm concerned, she saved the whole city.
You bet.
Right? I'm just saying. Didn't she?
I did everything in my power not to talk about the Samaritan woman, because you know that is my girl.
She's her. Like, that's why I said, like, people don't want to give it to her. Like, she is she.
Although I didn't talk about her directly, I did sort of give her a shout out, because, again, those 5 mentioned in the Bible.
All right.
All of them was like the Samaritan women.
All right, man.
Until God came into it.
That's right.
Now, see, for them, I have to say God. For her, I say until Jesus. But then you have to remember that Jesus is the God-man. So God came into her life. And just like all of them, I promise. And it wasn't easy. People still looked at them just like they listed her biblically. Uriah's wife.
Amen.
And then, look at how we do people today. A man that was an addict, he was an addict. A female that was an addict, no matter how long she'd been clean,
she wasn't.
Nope, they say that. Look at that, especially if it was crack. Look at that crack. She is a crackhead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right, crackhead.
She a crackhead.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. They don't do that to men when they get cleaned up, but they still do it to the women.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here to tell you, remember the women we talked about today. And I believe that God had us purposely talk about the ones who was jacked up that he built up.
Jacked up and built up, amen.
So that you out there today that feel like you can't do or that you're not worthy of, I'm promising you that if you come to the saving knowledge of Christ and get into a personal relationship with God, there will be a change in you too.
Amen.
Yeah.
My take back tonight, ladies, I'm taking it all the way back. taking back the teaching of the youth, the teaching of the people that don't know, you know, continue on teaching them until they get it. So I'm taking back the teaching of Christ into the generations to come. Amen.
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 Amen. With that being said, I'll see you in 2 weeks, y'all.
See y'all in 2 weeks.
Jesus bless.
Yeah.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. He set me free, I will not lose.